circulate to two members. And before we proceed to adopt the agenda, I would like to ask the committee secretary to just give us an indication whether there have been any apologies extended for today's meeting.
What do you mean by close the meeting? Because I see there's also PMG with us here. It doesn't apply to them.
Thank you, Honourable Member. If I could just give a second of the agenda, and then the second of the agenda as well, and then I'll take the opportunity to explain the proceeding for today. Generally, the Joint Committee of Ethics is a closed meeting. But the procedure that we are following today is the election of co-chairperson. That by itself is an open process. There is nothing secret or confidential about the election of co-chairpersons. And so for that purpose, this meeting has been processed on today's day list as open only for respect in respect of the election of co-chairpersons. Once the co-chairpersons have been elected and they take up their positions as co-chairpersons, they will then formally make an announcement that the meeting is closed and everybody who has not taken the oath and is not entitled to be admitted, shall they be excused at that time. I think members are in agreement with our procedure for today. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable Members. With the draft agenda being adopted, I will then proceed to move to the election of the co-chairpersons of the Joint Committee on Ethics and Members' Interest.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm nominating the name of Honourable Becky Osi to be the chairperson of this Joint Ethics and Interest. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. And before I proceed to second the nomination, I note you, Honourable Member. I thought I was just going to show you the procedure. And because there are two chairpersons that are being elected today, one from the National Assembly component and one from the National Council of Provinces component, I thought it prudent to introduce that procedure, that we first do the election for the National Assembly component co-chairperson and thereafter proceed to the co-chairperson on behalf of the National Council of Provinces. Honourable Breitenbacht, I'll note you at the back.
Thank you. I want to make another nomination. So I think you want to give a second for the first one.
I think, Honourable Breitenbacht, if I may, in respect of the first nomination of the Honourable Behizwe Ngosi, if I can get a second for the nomination.
Thank you. My name is Desmond Dumoida. I second the nomination of the Honourable Ngosi.
Thank you very much. The seconding is so noted. At this point, I want to ask the Honourable Behizwe Ngosi if the nomination is accepted.
Thank you, Chair. I accept the nomination.
The acceptance is so noted. Any further nomination for co-chairperson of the National Assembly component? Honourable Breitenbacht.
Thank you. I nominate the Honourable Charlie from the National Assembly.
Thank you. The nomination is so noted. Can I get a seconder for the nomination?
Chairperson, Honourable Lopez, and I second.
Thank you very much, Honourable Lopez. The seconding is so noted. Can I ask Honourable Kacharia if the nomination is accepted?
Thank you, Chair. I accept the nomination.
the honourable members. Any further nominations? Thank you, honourable members. At this stage, we would need to then go to a vote. It's an open vote. It's not a secret vote. In terms of Joint Rule 126, decisions before the Joint Committee on Ethics are decided by a majority of the members present. If we could just get a count in the room of how many members are present. Am I counting right? 13?
Can I just check the procedure check in terms of the voting, whether now that the names are from the National Assembly, will it only be the National Assembly MPs that will be voting or will all vote?
In terms of Joint Rule 21-26, all members of the Joint Committee are entitled to vote. So whether it's the National Assembly component or National Council of Provinces, you are entitled to vote as a member of this committee, and the vote will be by a show of hands. So at this point, I would like to take the vote count in respect of the Honourable Beatrice Wayne Corsi as co-chairperson of the Joint Committee on Ethics, and everybody in favour of the nomination, if you could raise your hand. The Committee Secretary, if you could just assist me to count.
No.
Of course, Honourable Corsi, you are not entitled to vote because the nomination is for you. Everybody else is entitled to vote except the people nominated.
Oh.
So the vote count has been honourable members and contrary directors in the business at hand. Thank you very much. And the vote count would be 10 in favour of the Honourable Beatrice Corsi. Everybody who is not in favour, will they vote in favour of Honourable Beatrice Corsi, please raise your hand now. We have 3 votes against the nomination of Honourable Beatrice Corsi. As a stage members, I would like to take the vote in respect of the Honourable Kachalia. Everybody in favour of Honourable Kachalia as co-chairperson for the National Assembly component, please raise your hand. We are taking the vote in favour of voting the Honourable Kachalia in as co-chairperson of this committee of the National Assembly component. I have 2 hands, 2 votes. 2 in favour. Can I get a show of hands for those who are not in favour of the vote? If my count is correct, we have 11 against. Honourable Beatrice Corsi, by a show of hands and voting in your favour, you are duly elected as the co-chairperson on behalf of the National Assembly for the Joint Committee on Ethics and Members' Interests. Congratulations. Honourable members, we will now proceed with a vote in respect of the co-chairperson on behalf of the National Council of Provinces, and if I can get a nomination.
My name is Honourable Zosha Bagada. I would like, on behalf of the National Council of Provinces, to nominate El Mashodi as the co-chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Can I get a seconder?
Thank you. My name is Willie Wayne. I second the name of Lydia, Honourable Lydia Mashodi.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Honourable Mashodi, do you accept your nomination as co-chairperson on behalf of the National Council of Provinces? We accept and so recorded. Are there any other nominations?
You wanted to move on with being paid.
No further nominations, Honourable Member. So we have 1 nomination for the co-chairperson on behalf of the National Council of Provinces. There will therefore be no vote. Honourable Mashodi, you are duly elected as co-chairperson on behalf of the National Council. At this stage, may I kindly request the co-chairpersons of the Joint Committee of Ethics and Legal Interest to take up their
chair will make speeches or remarks, and thereafter we request those that are not members of the Joint Ethics and Members Interest Committee to excuse us.
Honourable members, firstly, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my members of this committee for electing me to call this committee. I am humbled that you will place your faith and trust in me, honourable members. I am keenly aware of the obligation attached to this position. As such, this is my responsibility that I do not take it lightly, honourable members. I will endeavour to lead this committee with utmost transparency, honesty and humility. I thank you, honourable members.
Thank you, honourable co-chair. I then proceed to my remarks as follows. Honourable members, I take this opportunity to express my thanks to yourselves for electing me as chair and co-chair of this committee. I do undertake that in the conduct of myself as chair of the committee, I will do so objectively with integrity and with all the dignity required to in the execution of our responsibility. I do understand that this committee occupies a particular role in this institution, and that all of us are called upon to observe the code of ethics as adopted by this legislature and adhere to it at all times. So I execute my responsibility independently, without prejudice, in a fair manner, and ensuring at all times that there is equity and equality in what we do. We are bound only by the code of ethics and the constitutional obligations attached thereto, including any other relevant legislation that obliges us to do our work. You are all welcome to this committee. The results of the voting were democratic. There is nothing untoward about a democratic process. We accept the results and we move forward in that regard. I now take this opportunity as chair to request all members.